Outcome 3.3 says, mentor at least one person in a specific form of evangelism or mission. As with our previous outcome, the notes for this section were written by J-Life Africa. Earlier we learned that our mission starts with a great commandment, love God and love people. Flowing out of a heart of love for God and people, we get involved in the Great Commission, which is to make disciples who make disciples who make disciples. Being a disciple maker is the mission of every follower of Jesus, and not just those who have been theologically trained. The role of leaders is to mobilize movements of disciple making as they strategically align their churches to reproduce disciple makers of every person. We also learned that people were at different stages on the pathway from unbelief to maturity. And we need to be intentional about helping individuals move through the various stages of development toward Christ-likeness.
Our disciple-making mission is most effective when each person is targeted at their level of spiritual commitment and continuously helped to move to the next. Every follower of Jesus needs to be taking a person or a few people under their care and helping them journey from unbelief to maturity. To be an effective disciple maker, we need to understand the disciple making pathway and how to move people along this path. A healthy disciple maker is someone who sees those they are discipling become disciple makers themselves. So how do we go about helping people along this disciple-making pathway? What should we focus our disciple-making efforts on at each of these different commitment levels? 1. The lost need to be loved unconditionally, to hear the gospel and to be challenged to believe it. Our focus here is to see unsaved people come into a saving relationship with Christ, help followers of Christ enter the world of non-believers, build confidence in the followers of Christ to do neighbor evangelism. Secondly, believers need to be in community with other believers to establish the foundations necessary for a lifelong, maturing relationship with the Father. They need to be Holy Spirit-filled, in prayerful dependence in every part of life, obedience to a kingdom agenda, word-centered, exalting the Father, being intentional in building relationships with believers and with the lost. Our focus here is to establish believers in Christ's character and priorities so that they live out God's general will for their lives. Thirdly, workers need to be equipped to serve the needs of others, to be given service opportunities, to serve with other believers. Our focus here is to equip workers to know God's will for their lives and fulfill this through works of ministry in everyday life. 4. Disciple makers need to be encouraged and inspired to making disciples who will make disciples who will make disciples, to be held accountable by other disciple makers, to continually to be like Jesus and to do what Jesus did. We must release people to multiply themselves as disciple makers in others through caring for their neighbors and sharing Jesus with their neighbors. Next week, we will do part 2.